person. Rapings and beatings and suffering that worsens. Black human packages tied up in strings. Black rage can come from all these kinds of things. Black rage is founded on blatant denial. Squeeze economics, subsistence survival, deafening silence and social control. Black rage is found in all wounds in the soul. When the dogs bite, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember all these kinds of things, and then I don't fear so bad.
Welcome to Houston Indie Media. Today we have an excellent lineup for you. I'm really excited about this. We are honored to have with us Pam Africa, who is a representative of MOVE and the International Concerned Friends and Family of Mumia Abu-Jamal. For those of you who don't know about Mumia, we're going to give you that prep, but a real brief intro on him is Mumia has been on death row since 1982 after being falsely accused of and railroaded for the murder of a Philadelphia police officer. And Rachel, just so our listeners can sort of sink into this, why is Mumia important?
Well, he is important because he is a former member of the Black Panther Party. He's also a member of the MOVE organization. We have aired several of his clips because although he has been confined to solitary confinement much of his imprisonment for the last 30 years, he continues to be an internationally celebrated Black writer and radio journalist. He has authored 6 books as well as hundreds of columns and articles, and he is also the organizer and inspiration for the prison lawyers movement. And this is not a new case, and we're going to delve more into that in tonight's show. This is a case from the early 80s when many of us were either not on the planet or in elementary school, like myself. That being said, this is a case that continues to seek justice and also one that kind of falls off the radar for time to time for those of us as activists. And as you said, we have Pam Africa. She's going to be the keynote speaker for the statewide march to end the death penalty coming up, and we're so happy to have you tonight.
Miss Pam?
MOVE, I really appreciate the opportunity to give out information on Mumia.
Wonderful. So, you know, for people that have never heard about Mumia, what would be the most important thing to tell?
And, you know, number one, that Mumia is a revolutionary. He's a freedom fighter. He's a journalist. He's a father. He's a grandfather. And he is almost like public enemy number one to this government, the same as Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, all those who stand up and tell the truth and don't bend or bow against it. And the Mumia case right now is hitting the airwaves again, and because students at Goddard College had offered him the opportunity to be the keynote speaker, the commencement speaker. And this is not the first time that Mumia has been a keynote commencement speaker. He was commencement speaker at Antioch College and several colleges throughout the United States and abroad. In fact, in order to graduate from the country of, from the country of France, and it is mandatory that you know the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal. It's in the textbooks, you know, there. Mumia has been made an honorary citizen of Paris. There's a street that's named after Mumia in Saint-Denis. This is a Black man, and who grew up in North Philadelphia, who lived in the projects, and gained this notoriety, and because he doesn't compromise people. And his position on life, that all life deserves to be treated fairly, humanely, and that all life deserves to be free.
Wow. And, you know, and I was reading about that where he was recently asked to be a commencement speaker. And I mean, I just think that's amazing. He's got so much reach. We often play his radio pieces here on our show. And, you know, it's he's just one of those people like it's all his perspective always is a clear perspective outside of what mainstream media presents.
Right.
And,
you know, excuse me, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was getting ready to say his commentaries. People can go to prisonradio.org and, you know, pull the commentaries down. He's been doing them and all for several years now. There's not a subject that you can't speak of that, you know, he does not have some valuable information. And what happened with this government here, they sentenced Mumia to death. And when Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor of California, and, you know, a lot of different presidents throughout Bush, you know, the name, you know, another one, and even Clinton, and, you know, was pushing for the death of Mumia. And, but this is a worldwide people movement. When that saying is, ain't no power like the power of people, when the power of people don't stop, Mumia brought faith, put life into the anti-death penalty movement. And because when people were covering Mumia, it brought light to what was happening. And for those people, we had a young lady in our group, and, you know, for Mumia, because we were doing anti-death penalty work for him as well as other prison work, but it was he was mostly known for the anti-death penalty work. And right there in Texas, and the organization that's putting on the event.
Texas, you know, the Texas Death Penalty Abolition Movement is going to be having the statewide march against the death penalty here, which is a big thing. And those individuals that put that on, everyone that comes together, those are some of the lone voices speaking out against the death penalty here in this state with the executioner, Governor Rick Perry.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and what's wonderful about the organization there. And, you know, when we were in Athens, and they were there, Gloria Rubin, and, you know, was there, and with the issue of the death penalty, and, you know, how it is used just to, you know, to murder people, irregardless of innocence. And, you know, I don't think that the state or anyone has the right to take anyone's life, just like, you know, if someone is guilty of taking a life, you know, they don't have the right to turn around and take that person's life. You know, because if murder is wrong, then it's wrong all the way across the board. You know, and you cannot solve the problem. It's just like the wars that's happening here. And, you know, overseas, and, you know, where they're talking about, you know, bringing peace to the area. How can you bring peace when you're bombing men, women and children, and who have absolutely nothing to do with the argument over oil, over land, and these babies and grandmothers and grandfathers, these people, the land, and that's being bombed, and where people's food got to come from, the very water, and all the animal life that is slaughtered as we speak right now. This is that same mentality, and that, you know, think that, you know, it's cool to murder, and because them and someone else got there going arguing going, and over greed, and over corporate greed, think that they have the right, and I'm saying people must raise their voices, and against these atrocities, because when you allow it to happen somewhere else, it don't belong, and it has happened here. And my family, in 1985, this government dropped a bomb
on
innocent men, women, and children, killed 11 men, women, and children. And the only person went to jail for the crimes that they did was my sister Ramona Africa, the sole survivor, the sister that walked through fire and to bring people the truth about what's going on, and still did time in jail, and, you know, and he was now on the streets, And we've been going worldwide spreading the information about what's going, you know, going on here. And, you know, and how people got to understand, like the name of our organization for Momia is called the Uncompromising International Concerned Family and Friends of Mumia Abu-Jamal. But we understand there is nothing to compromise. We must put the truth out, and we must not be wishy-washy about how, you know, how we do it and when we do it. You must always tell the truth about what's going on here, and the truth is the enemy of this government.
That's absolutely true. There's a programmer here under the name of Minister Robert Muhammad, and one of the things he always says is the people are smarter than you think. And, you know, for people who don't realize that our government does do things like drop bombs on people that live here, they do. So if they're dropping bombs somewhere else, or that you see them killing someone else, you never know when that's going to turn back on you. So it's really important to get involved, to find out all the information that you can. If you've never heard any kind of information like this, there is the annual March to End Executions that will be happening here in Houston for the statewide march that takes place. Sometimes it's in Austin, sometimes it's in Houston, and this year it's going to be in Houston. It is put on by the Texas Death Penalty Abolition Movement. It's a group of, you know, a lot of times we often think that it's activists that are only the people that are against the death penalty, but it's not. There are nuns, there are mothers, right. There are wives, there are daughters, there are any absolutely professionals, lawyers. There are lots of people out there. You know, they're not. You know,
even prison wardens and all, you know, who once carried out these deeds and all left it to join the movement to say how long it is. Guards left, you know, that job, and because they understood what it was that they were doing. You got a person before you 1 minute, and the next minute is gone because, you know, your government had asked you to outright murder somebody, and then in a lot of cases they found out later on that the person was innocent.
Absolutely.
And people can't live with these kind of atrocities that's being placed upon them.
Absolutely. And now there's even call into question, you know, just, you know, another point to add to why are we doing this as a nation is how people are executed. We know the last several executions that have taken place in this country have been problematic. It did not go as planned, and the people were caused to suffer unnecessarily. So all of this is a reason why all of these things that we're talking about, people proclaiming their innocence, wrongful executions, you know, the way people are executed, all of these are reasons to look at, seriously look at, why we continue to use the death penalty. We know that it does
right.
not deter crime. We know that it's more expensive. Go ahead, Miss Africa.
You know, and if this government was against, you know, murder, and, you know, then they would definitely do something about, you know, the people who manufacture cigarettes and sell them on it, you know, and sell them. And, because there's more people that's dying of cancer, you know, as a result of smoking. And the people that are poisoning our air, poisoning our water, they're not talking about executing them. And the reason why they're not, because these are the people, corporate America, you know, who, you know, is bent on destroying every form of life that there is.
Right.
And, you know, ain't nobody talking about, you know, dealing with these mass murders, the fact that they can take our children and send them over to a war, you know, outside their country. And, you know, while at the same time we're here, poor whites, blacks, Puerto Ricans, and, you know, Mexicans, and, you know, we don't have, you know, don't have any place to live, no jobs or anything. And we're being slaughtered in the street by police officers and, you know, who you know, just murder at will, and you sit and you watch, and you watch the government, and, you know, turn around and allow these people to walk. They're not about murder. I mean, they're not about stopping murder, and they're about promoting murder. And those who do the work for them, and they let you know, and they let them know, we will protect you, and that's what they do. The serve and protect has nothing to do with poor citizens, and are even citizens who think that they have some money. And because if, you know, if the people who have money was exempt from cancer, was exempt from all those diseases that's caused by the madness of this government, the government that is telling you that a black man came and he brought Ebola here, a disease that was manufactured right here in the United States, put over in Africa, killing Africans and does not kill white people, you know. This is mass genocide. And then, you know, people are sitting here mad at the Africans, you know, and people are looking at blacks as if blacks brought this disease here. It was manufactured by acceptable, respectable, so-called hip people, and, you know, that do this, that do this thing. It's no mistake that this man was allowed to, you know, come back into the country. They
absolutely
know who he is.
Absolutely.
And knew what was going on. But they want to label this whole, you know, massacre of people, and there's a lot of people that's going to go down right in this country because of the madness of this government. And they're trying, and they've been had into effect some years ago. And where they stated that, you know, they have the right to, you know, take people and quarantine them and, you know, put them in, you know, these concentration camps and things. And, you know, people, you know, we all got to rise up and take a stand, a firm stand against the injustice here. I would definitely be there.
Absolutely.
As a speaker, you know, also the Panthers alumni. And is coming to Texas at the same time and participating. And they're having their, you know, conference. And they're getting prepared for the following, you know, year of the Panther, you know, celebration. And some of them, Brother Susha, who was once on death row. And people need to come and hear these stories.
Absolutely.
And participate in what's going on.
Yeah, Susha is
and
a...
And Brother Muhammad,
yeah.
Are you from the Nation of Islam?
He is not here right now, but he is on this network, and yes, he is the minister of Mosque 45 here in Houston.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing him and, you know, the Nation of Islam. You know, I consider them family, and Minister Farrakhan, and, you know, I was privileged to look on the internet, and I think the, there's a piece that he did in April, I think it's April 24th, and I'm going to check that date because I think people should Google that and see. People should Google that and see. What was the date that of that interview with Minister Farrakhan?
And while she's getting that information, I just want you guys to know we are speaking with Pam Africa, the representative of MOVE, and the
It was in April, and that he gave this magnificent speech, and exposing, you know what is wrong with, you know, what's happening in this government, and really going after people because we are allowing these things to happen. He's asking men to stand up and be men and be accountable, you know, to all your family and your friends, you know, and I love it. Because he is a person who speaks out. He's not just one of these people who is a, you know, nationally known figure. Because a lot of times when people become nationally known, they don't want to, you know, speak out about the injustices here. They will candy coat and make it appear that, you know, these people got something or some kind of good coming out of what this government do. There is no good coming out of it. And we have got to pull ourselves together and come together as one and, you know, and go up against this government for the sake of our own lives.
And that
what's happening with the death penalty is outrageous. It is wrong. But But we not only got to worry about what goes on Texas death row, we got to worry about what's going on worldwide. And because the whole planet is nothing but a death row waiting for some madman to drop a bomb and inject our people, you know, with some kind of poison that will take them out. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to being there.
Well, we are.
And, looking forward to meeting each and every last one of you and Brother Michael Muhammad, I believe.
His name is Robert Muhammad, Minister Robert Muhammad. Muhammad. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And also just, I mean, you have dropped some serious bombs yourself and some truth on tonight. But unfortunately, we only have a 30-minute show. We have a lot of young up-and-coming activists. I myself am a native of Pennsylvania. I became very familiar with the Mumia case while I was getting myself educated in college at the University of Pennsylvania near Philadelphia, and also through the HBO documentary Case for Mumia Abu-Jamal that aired in the late 90s. That being said, we're about 15 years out. Can you kind of sort of, I mean, there's a lot there, from the fact that he was denied the right to defend himself at his trial to the fact that several witnesses have recanted. Can you kind of sort of maybe give us a cliff notes for this next generation coming up about why they should care about this case in particular?
Because Mumia cares about us.
That's
all
right.
You need to do is go to prisonradio.com .org and look and see all of the things. The students at Goddard right now, and the FOP has threatened them. If people go up on the internet and Google Goddard College, and you know, and understand these students that are standing up seemingly for Mumia, they understand that they're standing up for themselves. And you know, everybody is looking for somebody to do something for them. And what Mumia show and what has been shown worldwide, just like what you're doing, you're taking it into your own hands and you're exposing what's going on and bringing the truth out about what is happening and how people can help, you know, deal with this.
And this, Miss Africa, this has been an honor. I know that you asked us to keep it brief, so I do want to honor what you said. Do you have for us in closing?
Okay, I'm going to let people know, and I'm going to ask you to invite my sister Ramona Africa on, because we're heading into the 30th year, and on May 13th, 1985, they dropped a bomb and killed our family. This May 13th marks 30 years, and what we intend to do is shut the city of Philadelphia down. A lot of people are saying, you know, I think that y'all just really need to forget it and move on. We'll never forget. We will never move on, not only for the sake of our children, but for the sake of every, you know, living being. And we must speak out, and we must stand firm. With that, I say on the move, and hoping that you will have my sister on.
Absolutely.
The line.
We would love to have her. So thank you so much. This has been an honor for all of us to speak with you. We look forward to seeing you when you will be in Texas helping us with the march to end the death penalty. And Houston, you've just been educated. I don't know how else to say it. This was a class that if you missed it, I don't know, you need to keep this one. This is one for the permanent notes and to be in your permanent files, because we've been educated today by the wonderful Sister Pam Africa. And as we get ready to close us out, I wanted to go ahead and play a poem, Why Is We Americans by Amiri Baraka. So we'll go ahead and...
So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, legendary Amiri Baraka.
This is an excerpt from a poem called Why Is We Americans? But reality is an excerpt on television. Why is we Americans? Why is we Americans? Boo-dee-da. 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 Be dee 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 boo dee boo dee boo boo boo. What I want is me, for real. I want me and myself, and what that is what I be and what I see and feel, and who is me and the what it is and who it is and when it me is what it be. I'm going to be here if I want, like I said, self-determination. But I ain't come from a foolish tribe. We wants the mule, the land. You can make it 300 years of blue chip stock in the entire operation. We want to be paid in a central bank, the average worker, farmer wage for all those years we gave it free. Plus, we want damages for all the killings and the fraud, the lynchings, the missing justice, the lies and frame-ups, the unwarranted jailings, the tar and featherings, the character and race assassinations, historical slander, ugly caricatures. For every Sambo, step and fetch it flick, we want to be paid. For every hurtful thing you did or said, for all the land you took, for all the rapes, all the rosewoods and black Wall Streets you destroyed, all the miseducation, jobs lost, segregated shacks we lived in, the disease that ate and killed us, for all the mad police that drilled us, for all the music and dances you stole, the styles, the language, the hip clothes you cop, the careers you stopped. All these are suits, specific litigation as represent we, be like we, for reparations for damages paid to the Afro-American nation. Boo-dee-da, boo-dee-da, boo-dee-da. We want education for all of us and anyone else in the black pelt hurt by slavery, for all the native peoples, even them poor white people you show all the time is funny, all them Abners and Daisy Mays, them Beverly Hillbillies who never got to know Beverly Hills, who never got to Harvard on their grandfather's wills. We want reparations for them, right on, for the Mexicans whose land you stole, for all of North Mexico, you call it Texas, Arizona, California, New Mexico, Colorado, all that, all that, all that, all that. Dee-dee-da, doo-doo. Ba, 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 doo, doo, doo. All that you got to give up. Autonomy and reparation to the Chicanos and the Native Americans whose soul you ripped out with their land. Give self-determination, regional autonomy. That's what my we is asking, and they're going to do the same when they demand it like us again in their own exploited name. Yeah, the education, that's right. 200 years. We want a central stash, a central bank with democratically elected trustees and a board elected by us all to map out from the referendum we set up what we want to spend it on to build that Malcolm sense self-determination as self-reliance and self-respect and self-defense, the will of what the good Dr. Du Bois beat on, true self-consciousness, simply the psychology of freedom. Boo-dee-da, boo-dee-da, bee-dee-da, boo-dee-da, that ba ba ba, boo-dee, boo-dee, boo-boo-boo. Then we can talk about being American. Then we can listen without the undercurrent of desire to first set your ass on fire. We will only talk of voluntary unity of autonomy as vective arms of self-determination if there is democracy in you. That is where it will be shown. This is the only way we as Americans, this is the only truth that can be told. Otherwise, there is no future between us but war, and we is rather lovers and singers and dancers and poets and drummers and actors and runners and elegant heartbeats of the sun's flame. But we is also at the end of our silence and sit down. We is at the end of being under your ignorant smell, your intentional hell. Either give us our lives or plan to forfeit your own.
That was Amiri Baraka. Before we go, I just want to remind our listeners that October 22nd is coming up. That's the National Day of Protest Against Police Brutality, Repression, and the Criminalization of a Generation. So more info on that, go to facebook.com/022Houston.
Homeland and hip-hop. So think about the origins of hip-hop in this culture, and also about homeland security, is to see that there are, at the very least, two worlds in America. One of the well-to-do, and another of the struggling. For if ever there was the absence of homeland security, it is seen in the gritty roots of hip-hop. For the music arises from a generation...
Would you like to have a vaginal birth but are being told you can't because you had a cesarean? Do you have questions about vaccinations? How can your partner be involved when breastfeeding your child?
Come discover the answers to these questions and many more topics at the 13th Annual Birth Fair on Saturday, October 4th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at United Way Center, 50 Wall Drive, Houston, Texas.
Visit with over 50 local vendors and get the latest information on baby wearing, cloth diapers, doula services, and much, much more. Come learn about healthy, natural, and safe birthing options at this year's Birth Fair. This event is free and sponsored by the local nonprofit Birth, bringing information and resources to Houston. For more information, visit houbirth.org or facebook.com/houbirth.
This is KBFT Houston. Yay!
Hi there, this is Union Maiden Hellraiser Ann Feeney, and you are listening to Voices at Work on commercial-free, listener-supported Pacifica Radio 90.